take us in? What are we doing tonight?
Well, tonight we finally got our analog pockets in, and man, I'm freaking excited. This is the FPGA handheld that everybody's been talking about for over 2 years now, right?
Right.
So it is time to open this bad boy up.
It is, and we're here on our second episode of RH Live. Technically three if you want to include the Steam Deck, but
Steam Deck.
I also have an analog pocket here, and I got the white one, so I'm going to unbox right along with you, and I got my Easy Flash as well. I got the Omega and the Junior.
Nice. I have the Definitive Edition.
Yeah, you have the nice one. What's the Definitive Edition? How's that different?
So it is actually physically different. I can actually open it up and show you real quick here.
Yeah, let's take a quick peek.
So this is the Easy Flash Omega right here, right?
Okay, yeah.
And then this is the new version, the Easy Flash Definitive Edition. And If you look inside, they're actually two different boards. So like people talk a lot of smack about Easy Flash, about how they lose saves and stuff like that if you weren't careful, right?
Yeah, Eames was talking about that.
Yeah, but it's actually a brand new board that's inside of here, inside this thing, so...
Fancy, man.
Yeah.
All right. I'm jealous. Fancy. I gotta get the Definitive Edition. I have the boring regular one. This is all new to me. Like this whole thing. This is gonna be my first FPGA device ever.
Right.
And I am just anxious to unbox it. And I'm getting kind of excited. Like I kind of want to like get some physical cartridges too, just to this whole thing.
Yeah.
So I guess we're gonna learn about that. I guess Eames is here in the chat. Hey Eames.
Hey Eames.
You can be our guide through this and like let us know, because at least for me, I'm a freaking newbie.
Yeah. Well, I have this IPS modded GBASP right here, right?
Say what? Let me see that screen.
That's actually, here, I'll turn it on for you. This is actually my original Game Boy Advance SP from when I was a kid that I modded into this.
Shit.
Yeah, this is my old school one. So the screen on it is gorgeous. Let's get a GBA game going on here. Something good. Let's go with Castlevania.
Okay.
So hold it up here. But it's nice and bright and try to keep it focused.
Eames, can you make me one of these, man? Oh.
It's nice and bright and it's got the replacement battery and nothing major, nothing crazy, no Bluetooth mods or anything like that. But the power switch isn't as clicky. It's much smoother. I don't know, man. It's just nice.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
All right, forget the analog pocket. Let's just build some SPs.
This is the thing to compare it to, right? Like
right.
It really is, because that's OG hardware with an Easy Flash in it. It'll play Game Gear games, NES games, that kind of stuff. And that's something eventually the pocket should be able to do with the firmware.
With a beautiful screen. All right.
Yeah.
Kind of got that watermelon look. All right, so we... are here before we get started. Like, how are you, man? Like, how is your week going?
I spent the week in the woods. It was good.
Right.
It was great.
Camping.
Yeah, I was camping. Well, glamping, you know, with my wife.
You're glamping. But you didn't shower for like what? A few days at least.
I didn't shower for 8 days. How about that?
See, now that's camping. That is camping.
Yeah.
I don't care what amenities you had. That is camping.
Until I got home earlier today. Every human being in my family smelled like campfire and sweat. How about that? Not like nasty sweat, but like outdoor sweat.
But if you all smell together, then that's just nice.
Right.
You know, like you don't notice it. It nullifies it.
And just make sure that you have like dark color sheets or something like that, so you don't see the filth. So
you don't want to see the schmaltz. Yeah.
So I know you have a box in your hand, right?
I do. I do. And people probably are wondering like, hey, why aren't they both on camera? Well, that would be crazy. Like, let's focus on one thing at a time, everybody. Because Thor's actually going to do something insane. He's going to do a teardown of this brand new toy. As he does, I wouldn't do it to mine. I'm like, hell no, man. But yeah, I have a white analog pocket here that I just got off eBay for like, I want to say like, $75 over retailers.
Oh, not bad. Yeah, I paid $50 over.
And that is not bad at all.
It took
me like 2 days.
That's a silky box. It's almost like the box almost feels plasticky.
Does. Like, I hope mine isn't filled with a brick or something.
The rubberized version of the RGB 10 Max, right? You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that box feels like.
Too.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to open mine too.
All right.
I really hope mine doesn't have like dog. Oh,
this thing's nice and tight. It's a premium box. Ooh, there she is. There she is. Very pretty. Let's see what all comes in the box here. All right, so we've got a little bit of a screen protector. Obviously, that's meant to be taken off. You got a little packet. Nice. What's in this little packet?
I know, Faust. I'm
tea bag. So we got some stickers and a quick start guide for the QR code. With the QR code, do a link. I'm sure we'll put those to the side. All right, let's see here. And then I'm guessing pretty standard USB cable, right? Yep, there's a C cable. It's the one that comes with a C to C, which is all right. I prefer A to C personally, but C to C works too, you know?
Yeah, no, this has everything we need here. I mean, this comes with...
So there's that green button. What's that? There's a removable screen protector.
Yeah, mine has that too.
Yeah. But, oh man, this plastic feels great.
This plastic feels really, really high end.
Wow. This feels like a Steam Deck plastic to me.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Like real nice and hard. No, there's no flex or anything like that to it. Damn.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that, sir. No. Color me jealous. I should get my email in like 2 days.
Right. I'm going to set this to the side a little bit, and we're going to get out. I think Fox said that the analog pocket has Torx security bits, which I just so happen to have.
Okay. You do. I knew if anyone did that you would. I'm like, Torx, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Man, this I can't get over the feel of the plastic. I just want to like...
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Should I do the mouth feel for people?
I mean, you can. I'm sure inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, you know, it really tastes like if you had an analog pocket in your mouth, actually.
High quality, man.
It is. Analog sells a screen protector, but it's 12 months back ordered. If you didn't buy one, there's off-brand ones on Amazon. Yeah, I always fuck up screen protectors, so I have to let this one go.
So you know that I already bought a screen protector.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I think I got it on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, $11, tempered glass.
All right, let's see here. So we have four screws.
Oh, Eames, you're not going to turn it on?
No, I'm not going to turn it on. Why would I do that? Why would I do something crazy like that?
Are we just going to dive right into just tearing it apart before you play with it once?
Yep. You know it. You all right?
I'm disturbed, but I'll be fine. I'm impressed as well. I'm going to play with mine.
Oh, there we go. First try. T6 bit.
Nice.
Can you tell I've done some of this stuff before?
Yeah, you called it. You looked at the size of the hole and the screw, and you're like, "Hey, I know what goes in there. Nothing but
Torx 6.
T6, Torx 6 by Thor." Huh. Eames says, "If you kill it, it might have come dead." Yeah, how do we know unless you turn it on first?
Well,
we will never know.
Pass.
You just want to roll the. You want to roll the dice. You want to put the trust in analog that it's perfect right out the gate.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just gonna keep pushing the buttons on mine.
Well, and there's gonna be somebody in like, "Oh, and you didn't take the battery out." Yes, I'll disconnect the battery this time.
That was the number one comment on the Steam Deck video.
Know.
It's like, you didn't take the battery out first.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be all right.
Dangerous man, living life on the edge.
I know, right?
You know what it kind of feels like to me? It kind of feels like the 351. If I'm going to be
a little bit,
for a minute. Higher quality plastic, obviously.
Yeah.
But as far as the ergonomics of the device go, it...
Okay, so they put in a hooking system here. All right. So the back plate hooks down in here, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. And the battery is actually analog branded, which is nifty. Are you going to be glued down? Nope.
Nope. Pops right out. That's really clean.
That's so clean. It's so clean.
It's something. Dude, I want to collect more of analog devices now. I want to get like the Super NT. That's probably super clean too.
See, pocket battery. Let me see if I can get a little closer here to the webcam.
Yeah. How many milliamp hour? I haven't even looked up the tech specs on this thing. We're terrible.
See, it is a 4,300 milliamp hour battery.
40.
Yeah.
And it has like a really high screen resolution.
Yeah.
For a Game Boy.
Which supposedly for like pixel scaling and all that kind of stuff, that it's really good. Okay.
All right. What's a nice long USB. There's a silico gel packet in here. Don't feed this to your kids or your dogs, everybody. Throw these in the garbage. Other than that, they help keep...
I can't tell if I need a screwdriver or if I need to spudge it a little bit. Let's go with the spudge for now.
Can you try to use your telekinetic powers, like your sixth sense powers?
I mean, If I did that, then the people at home wouldn't know what to do, right?
Yeah, it'd be a little bit like the Men Who Stare at Goats.
Yeah.
You Black Ops psychic training.
There we go. Yeah, this is clips. This upper frame is clips.
Cute little instruction note in here.
Do not disassemble unit.
Actually, do not attempt to open device.
Is that really what it says?
No.
Oh, okay.
It says, do not insert or remove cartridges while game. Clean your game cartridge thoroughly before use.
There we go.
Press power. A master at your craft. I wouldn't dare, at least not on.
Interesting. So it looks like this little thing right here, this board is kind of like plastic welded in. See these little rings right here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like plastic welded in. I don't know how I'm going to get that back on because it has a little ribbon cable right here.
You're just going to have to just do it. I believe in you.
I might be able to do it. We'll find out. We're going to find out. If not, then you're switching. You're taking over the live stream from here on out.
We'll just swap over to my feed. People can see the white analog pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this thing is clean, by the way.
Dude, look at this motherboard. You're watching. Look at this thing. This is...
That's a beautiful PCB right there.
It is. All right.
I am not taking the factory screen protector film off this.
Oh, hell no.
Until I get my...
So there's... Okay, so you got the side speakers here, all right?
Sure.
And we'll take those out here in a minute. Mm-hmm. We'll take those out. Well, we might as well go ahead and take those out. I'm going to grab...
What do you need?
I'm going to grab a 00.
That's a nice size.
Phillips screwdriver.
Classic.
I'm going to pull these speakers up.
My first game I'm going to run in here is going to probably be Pokemon Fire Red.
Good.
For it.
We getting any comments right now? Anybody screaming at me yet?
Oh, people are just, they're like, something, some cleaning.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm surprised those torque screws worked. It seriously looks like circles on the screw. Seems like it's insanity if you don't take the battery. Which you did. What else are they saying? I'm gnarly pop on that battery, says Fox. And Faust, that's the top comment here. No, you just make tea with that silica packet.
That's right.
That's
what you do.
What the good Lord intended, what silica is made for.
Right. I'm using some tweezers right here to very, very gently, very
Neil
gently.
Wants to ask, does the white one come with a white PCB? Open it up, Stubbs. You know, I got the tools for that. I got the
That'd
iFixit,
be pretty cool.
The full iFixit kit here. And if not, my wife has even more crazy tools since she does engineering stuff for her day job. And so I could do it. I just don't trust myself. And I'm not probably going to. Thor is doing it. We're watching Thor. We could use an X-ray and do the plastic.
Let's try to get this out without trashing.
I'm gonna do the crazy thing and actually just like play games.
There we go. That's one speaker.
Yeah.
Play games? We don't play games. What the hell are you talking about?
Fox says Link's Awakening and Mega Man. Battle Network were his first boots. Yeah.
That's two speakers. Speakers,
I'm definitely
going to
get Star Ocean going and Phalanx. Phalanx?
No, Phalanx.
Why? I always want to know, why is there a guy with a banjo on the front? It's a shmup, like a science fiction shmup.
I don't have the answer
for that.
What
does the banjo have to do?
I don't have the answer for that right now.
Who does?
Probably the people that made the game. I don't know.
Well, let's get them on the podcast. Speaking of podcast, man, we got Super Grom coming up. So we're going to talk a little Pico 8.
Yeah, talk a little Pico 8. Say my thank yous for the Steam Deck.
Mm-hmm. Selling that to Thor at cost.
Yeah, he did. That was very kind of him. All right.
Do I wait for you?
Let's be real careful because I know I have a screen ribbon cable.
Welcome to Pocket Tutorial. Yeah, I'm going to do this first while you're doing that so that I'll be experienced.
There we go. Motherboard separated. All right, that's about as deep as I'm going to go right there. And I'll check out these buttons here in a second.
Nice.
Noise. Noise.
Noise. Hold analog and press volume for brightness.
Good looking membranes.
Those are nice looking membranes.
Yeah, they are.
Never seen membranes so nice.
So clean. So fresh and so clean.
So.
All right.
Hold analog and press left or right to cycle. There's a green button on the left, which is the power button for sleeping and waking. Hold power button for 2 seconds for on off. Oh, and there's actually an end license agreement that comes up that's really long.
Well, I'm sure to use the FPGA and all that kind of stuff.
Game in itself, do I agree? Yeah.
So that looks like just a big thermal pad right there on the back of the screen. Because yeah, that's where the primary Altera FPGA is right behind the top of the screen, right there. That guy.
They spent some time on arranging this looks.
Yeah,
nice.
I wanted to get a good look at the circuit board here and judge it deeply.
All right, how's the judging going? How do you feel?
I feel well. I mean, for it to have all the test pads on the back like this, you see all those little brass dots.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then for everything to be on the front like this is pretty. That's really psychotically cool. This is a lot of technology to fit into one device, number one.
Yeah.
But for it to be on a single board is ridiculous.
So you're impressed.
Yeah, I'm definitely impressed. And okay. It looks like everything is routed pretty well. For it to only have that singular spot for the screen was pretty nifty.
Now, you know, for it to have out the gate, I think it plays what Game Boy, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy Advance without having to buy one of those add-on.
Yeah. Yeah. Models. Well, and by the way, people have been asking, where's the jailbreak? Where's the jailbreak? Well, I deeply doubt that they're going to, at least for a little while, put out a jailbreak because that would keep them from selling the other adapters. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. It's their, I mean, buying the adapters is ridiculous right now. Like, it's almost cheaper for some reason to get the analog pocket than to get those damn adapters, to get, like, the right. Game Gear one and... I think there's a TurboGrafx-16 one. Is that right?
Yeah, Neo Geo.
Neo Geo. Let alone if you're not going to do any sort of like flash cart stuff, mm-hmm. actually buying these games is going to run you a pretty penny. Like, this hobby could easily get you into the tens of thousands of dollars real fast.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. Mr. Faust said they stacked the hell out of the front. Yeah, they really did. They really, really did. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of SMT soldering on there. There's a lot of really good redundancy in the circuits.
Yeah, it looks. I like this Game Boy Studio that you can get for it too, so you can make your own little. Which actually, if you want to run games off the SD card on this, apparently you can use the Game Boy Studio as a way to convert your ROM Game Boy games into playable pocket games. So there's a patch. There's a patching website to do that on.
Okay.
Totally above board. And I'll definitely link that in the description. Credit to Fox for finding the Flatfoot Fox.
I need to figure out how to get this little shoulder button board off.
Okay. So the first thing it does when it boots up is it wants you to update. And I guess you must do that. It shows you a QR code.
Okay.
You phone it and it walks you.
Oh, that's not plastic welded on those.
Oh, really?
Oh,
is
no.
That
it's just
different from
it's just
the
a. It, well, I wouldn't say different from the huge, but it's friction fit. So these little rings right here. This board actually sits down. It looked like it was mushroomed over, like it had welded over to keep people from fucking with it.
Interesting.
Didn't do that.
No one's fucking.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's difficult to show off. Oh, that's difficult.
I'll explain it to our people listening and also the folks who will eventually be listening to this on the audio-only version.
So there's a little friction-fit circle right here on both sides, right?
Yeah.
But back here, back by the actual shoulder buttons, there's a teeny itty-bitty clip. Right there. Just a little itsy bitsy clip that you are going to have to, if you're taking this thing apart for whatever reason, for repair. Mm-hmm. There we go. There, I got it out.
Hey, good job. So it's not.
No, 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 no.
Now, Eames is saying maybe we need to compare this to the Game Boy Advance slab. It's becoming more and more popular. So that like unhinged SP mod.
Yeah, I don't have that over here right now, and I am entrapped. Otherwise, I would totally do that because I have the red and brass unhinged, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I want to try to make me.
Mm-hmm.
Faust is saying Russ needs to port his new NES game to the GBC. Now we are
brand
got
new,
a strike.
One of a kind, never before seen.
We already got a strike against us for having music show up momentarily. Macklemore in our last feed, people were joking about it, but that actually was, they were right. People immediately was like, hey, you want us to mute this for you with our AI and then not freak out on you? Like, yeah, it sounds good. All right.
Yeah, it was,
now we know.
It was literally like 3 seconds.
Yeah. Stupid AliExpress with their unlicensed songs.
All right. Well, that's about it for the teardown.
Yeah. That looks nice.
Yeah.
I wonder how many other streamers, how many other folks out there on YouTube have done these teardowns. I haven't seen any yet.
Has anybody done an analog pocket teardown yet?
I mean, I gotta think that one of the major outlets has by now.
I would hope so.
If not, hey, maybe people can pass this video around. Share with your friends. Like, comment, subscribe. All that good stuff. No, we probably won't show Russ's Mario 3 game that he definitely did not make. We're scared.
We're scared.
This no, but definitely play some Star Ocean.
I actually don't even know how the logo goes in there. I assume it's...
Ooh. Yeah, just take your best guess. If not, at worst, your button combos are going to be off.
Yeah, it's fine.
Faust asks, can you zoom in on that PCB? Is it easier to pull it closer?
Yeah, I can bring it up. Let me get these buttons back in.
Jay to the Bell. Supergram, we were just talking about you, man. Happy to have you on the show next, a little later in the month here. It wasn't as easy to take apart as the Steam Deck, was it? He asks.
I would honestly put them about the same. The Steam Deck was pretty slick to come apart. This just, like with the Steam Deck, I didn't take the motherboard out and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, it came apart pretty fast as far as I can tell.
I will Fox say says, I've done this kind of stuff a lot in my life, so.
Yeah, you've been around the block.
Yeah, I'm not new here.
Fox says, I'll be sure to add some BP, GBC, and GBSP shots in the written review. Okay, awesome, man. So, cool. Yeah, Fox writes all of our reviews for devices on the Retro Handhelds website we have up. So look forward to reading his. That'll be out very soon here. And
all right, before I put the PCB back in. Okay, ooh. So this is the backside of the PCB, all right? It's got slots for the speakers. And then I think the power buttons, for the power buttons, which I'm not going to take those out. And then right here is the connecting point for the shoulder buttons. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is definitely some kind of FPGA programming port, or maybe even it might be a programming port and a UART port all in one right here. Because I actually see ground and user one and user two, so... There's that. This is the battery port. This is the battery slot. The link cable, and then the USB-C connector is on the other side, along with the 3.5mm jack. So,
Well, that's fancy.
Let me try to fill up the screen here. My camera doesn't want to focus on that. But here, I'll tell you what. I will take a high-res picture with my camera phone, right?
Yeah, we can take a little look-see there.
And I will post it.
For all you PCB... tech nerds out there. Me, I'm over here just playing.
Oh yeah, that's nicely high resolution. I'll put that in the analog pocket channel in RH real quick here.
Perfect. This thing looks awesome.
And I'll go ahead and get a high res shot of the back as well. Is it better than the 5.5.2?
Good. Yeah, I'd say.
Uh-oh, my phone's about to upload it. Quick.
Upload fast, man. Quick, hurry, quick. Man. Fox says, biggest shocker of all, Analog Pocket has an American-style face-up micro SD port. What? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Is that true? Where is the micro SD port? Okay, it's on the right side. I got a new 512 in today from that flash sale.
I would have taken 20 copies. One and done. It's those Pixel phones, man. They're ridiculous.
Dude, the AI, you only got to take one shot. It'll figure it out for you.
Yeah, it's psycho. You know what?
This is what you meant. You took this picture, Thor, but this is what you meant to take. And then it just does stuff. All right, what should I do?
I know you think you wanted this, but what you really wanted was this. All right. Now I got to put this thing back together. Okay, so this right here.
All right.
This right here is definitely, I should get my hands back up. Sorry, these are really small components. So this right here is definitely designed to hook in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a little ribbon cable, so we gotta be real careful with this little guy. And remember, the flat side goes into the shoulders. Oh man, that's real tight in there too. So that cable is gonna be a little bit of a bear to get in there.
Move slow and cautiously, like solid sway towards.
Like solid snake. All right, I'll work on that. Okay, so this connector right here connects to the screen. I'm gonna be real careful and try to show you guys, but it's a little awkward. So. Using one finger only here, and I'm trying at the same time try not to dump out all the D-pad buttons and all that stuff.
Now, Fox, I don't know if you remember for micro SDs for this thing. Do you need to stick it in the pocket first for it to format it to some particular proprietary format, or it's just standard FAT32 or XFAT and load it on some Star Ocean?
I don't think it can play ROMs, bud.
No,
talking
it
about the
can.
Easy Flash.
Well, for Easy Flash, yeah, but as far as the SD. Lot go play ROM, convert it with converter tool. I'll drop it in the chat as well.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna it's gonna be really, really, really too difficult for me to get that on there.
Just a Fox for convert to pocket. Retropatcher.john8. And yeah, as far as that deal goes for the SD cards, that was a very quick lightning deal that Amazon had up the other day. They had their 512 gigabyte cards slashed by 50%.
Damn.
Pretty crazy. I picked up two of them. Also got a 32 gig because why not? It was like for the like insane, extreme Samsung and SanDisk brands, like their best, biggest, greatest cards were slashed. Jade of the Bell. You guys must have played Metal Gear differently than I did. Yeah, you know, we all do it our own style. Fox says, the Pocket can use FAT or XFAT. The converted .pocket files need to be put in a folder called GB Studio. If you put a blank SD card in and launch GB Studio, it'll make it for you. So that's what I'm wondering. Front face. Wow. For the first time in any of these handhelds here, I'm actually reversed of it.
There we go. And flat in there.
That's looking.
There we go.
And for people listening who aren't seeing the live stream, when they listen to this episode back, Thor just did a complete teardown of the Pocket.
Putting it back together.
Explained it more or less as we went along here, and now it's back together. We're about to turn it on, see if it works, and play some games together, and probably move on to just chit-chatting about this and that. What can we do with this thing? How does it compare to like emulation handhelds? This is my first FPGA device, and so I'm very excited. It's very fancy and the pixels look gorgeous, and I guess knowing that it's not emulating, it's just literally, I mean, this is the experience of playing the game
right
on the original hardware basically. That's kind of cool to know. For me though, it's not entirely different than doing something like BSNES or one of those emulators that emulates at such a precise level that you need something powerful to run it. I suppose it's that same sort of feeling, but I know this is above that. I know there is no emulation happening. And that's pretty amazing. Kind of wish I had more physical cartridges right now to load in here, but I'm going to get my
flash cards.
Oh, you do?
I mean, I have physical cards, but I'll have to go get them.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah.
I'll maybe send a picture later on of the mess I have going from from all this, from all this
stuff.
Yeah, my whole setup.
Fox was mentioning if you have an Omega Easy Flash, the GBA style Easy Flash cart, that it's going to do funny scaling. It's as if you're playing Game Boy or Game Boy Color games, it's as if you're playing them.
Okay.
I guess add some bezels.
Okay.
So you want to use the Easy Flash Junior cart, not have that happen.
I don't have a Junior. I only have the Omega and the.
And so what you do in that case is you just convert the games with that link I posted in chat.
Okay.
Run it on the actual SD card directly itself, and that's going to get.
I can do that.
Yeah, Faust, I will post pics of my Pixel. Let me put it up on my fancy stand from Securimod. I got an actual Analog Pocket Securimod 3D printed stand on the way, but...
All right, these ribbon cables are going to be... They're going to be a real bitch to get in here. I'm just going to be real with you.
Just do your best.
But I guess
if you break
best
it,
wasn't
you know,
good enough. Oh, tweezer time.
Get those tweezers out. Now, I know I need to let you focus, but...
Talk about butts, right?
I won't talk about butts. I want to talk about docks. Did you get a dock with yours? No, me neither. I kind of skipped it.
I don't really see a point.
I didn't think about
personally.
It. Yeah, I guess me either. I'm like, I'm not going to dock this. And they're super expensive.
No. Yeah, they're so expensive.
They're really...
All of the accessories really, are outrageously expensive. Let's be real here.
They're in...
But, you know, I should say, too, that this device is $220. It's at the base, right? Not including shipping. And... You know, you and I have spent a lot more than $220 on devices that do less than this, in my opinion.
I know, but we got hard.
We do it so our viewers and our community members don't have.
PCB in the Discord. All right, I'm going to post pictures of my white unit now. Make Faust happy. Faust speaks for everybody.
Well, of course he does.
There we go. All right, it's in the Analog Pocket channel on our Discord, which if you haven't been in our Discord and you're listening and you found us through some other means, discord.gg/retro handhelds, all one word. That is how you get to the place. A lot of magic happens there. We got game of the month. We got game of the week.
A lot of magic does happen there.
A lot of magic. We got custom firm. We got this, that, and the other. We got like these gamers talking about gaming. We're playing Star Ocean in a thread in there, as well as we're playing Phalanx, which you can win some RH merchandise if you play through. And then game of the month right now. Rapids running that, and we have Outrun, which I beat day one. I beat a game of the month day one, sir. Right? It took like 20 minutes.
I was going to say, didn't that take like 5 seconds?
Well, it took me 15 minutes of failing and learning how to play the game, and then like the last run. You can beat it in like 10, just fantastic. We got Outrun, and what else won? I don't even remember. And then two other games.
Phoenix Wright
Phoenix Wright. One of them. That's right.
And then Choro Q.
Is it Choro? I always say Choro. And it's Choro Q.
I actually wasn't supposed to pop those out.
Choro Q 3. Yeah. Is the third game.
So this actually lifts out, and then you pull down, and these are slotted on the side. These have little grooves. So I actually wasn't supposed to pop those out. But that's okay.
You learn. If dude, if Analog Pocket is watching this, they're probably like,
ooh. Yeah, they're sitting there going, oh, oh God, dude.
Don't do that. Yeah, why did you do
it? Oh, my God.
Oh, man, why you popped the thing out? We didn't design it that way. Don't do that.
So, yeah, that actually comes out. That's impressive. That's a good design.
Jada Bell does. Do either of you have a Game Gear slot for it?
No.
He's more nostalgic for that. No, I didn't get any of the add-ons yet. I guess I wanted to see the base device and just see what I could do with it. And honestly, see if, like, this is even something I want to get into, right? This is an entire new way of getting into retro gaming, not emulating stuff. So do I like the FPGA life?
We have to watch out for Stubbs going full physical collector, though. You know?
Thor's looking out for, like, my marriage right now, honestly. So he's making sure that everything don't get super into all of a sudden buying cartridges left and right and be like, all right, I'm gonna
collect all the N64 cartridges.
Got it.
The fuck you are, bro. No, you're not.
No. You open up that ROM collection. Why don't you go sit in the launch box for an hour and think about what you, okay? Well, I'll come back to the light.
There we go. Okay. So now we just have to connect this right here to that. Maybe a little delicate. Considering how thin these connectors be fine, but I'm trying to do it in a way that people watching can difficult task.
Looking out for it's a very self-sacrificing thing you're doing. Self-sacrificing your joy. Oh, you're fine. It's everything.
No, I just feel bad because I had to reconnect the screen off.
Dude, I love how you put a regular Game Boy game in this, and it gives you that classic look. I don't know. You know, I might start going this route. There's something about this that's different.
Think of your children.
Okay. Well, I didn't say I was going to start getting physical cartridges.
Yeah.
I got my flash cards here.
You brought it up.
Right, and when the EverDrive, I know it's a possibility, but but when EverDrive, I know these easy flash cards aren't necessarily like the best of the best. But when those EverDrives come back on sale, pick one of those up. That's probably going to give you the very best experience you can get with your ROMs, right? Until we get a full jailbreak where we can run everything off the SD card.
Right.
So what I'm going to do now is my Game Boy games onto the flash cards and see what all we can do. And then we're going to see on your feet and hopefully your pocket still works and turns on, and we'll kind of go through the setup process. And
that would be nice if it did that.
Faust, wife versus collection. That should be a TV show. That'll be a new segment on the cast we're going to work on here. Wife versus it'll be in good spirits though, because our wives are both total nerds as well. They have to be hard on us for, you know, finances, adult responsibility, but like secretly inside part of them is like, that's kind of cool.
I did screw something up. I didn't the
oh,
battery
turning on.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't even try. I didn't put the battery or not the battery, the audio.
Oh,
the
no.
audio screws back.
Audio screws back in. Just to let you know, this entire time I've been seeing you on about a 10-second delay, and so I'm just sort of taking your word for it as you're saying things, and then I get to watch a little Stubbs just make it a family outing for going to garage sale. Dude, that's what's so much fun. I remember doing that. God, when my wife and I first met, we used to like want to do like some eBay resales business. We go to garage sales, we go to Goodwill and different places and find really anything like VHS tapes, Game Boy DSs, or oh my God, Game Boy Advance and DS Lights and all that stuff. 1,000 copies of like Madden 2005, and then put them on eBay and then try to make a markup there. Got a little behind in it, got into other stuff, but there's definitely that bug that gets you when you do get into that physical stuff, because just finding those deals, those flash sales on places like grandma's or estate sales who are mass selling off all of the things from the 90s. And you're like, oh my God, look what I found today. Going to swap meets, going to retro conventions. That's an entire lifestyle. Like, that's just, and Eames knows what I'm talking about. It's a lot of fun. it also is a dark rabbit hole if you take it too far, because all of a sudden it's like my house has more games in it than it does like any adult object, any
tax returns,
potpourri, tax returns. What do adults do? What do adults like to do? Who knows? I've never figured out how to do
it. I always had more fun. I grew up in the auction business, right? With one side of my family.
Thanks, Opus.
And I always had a ton of fun running around to garage sales and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it seems like lately, like the past maybe 5 years or so, people Google everything that they're putting up in a garage sale. And so they put it up for like fair market value. It's like this,
they do.
You're defeating the purpose.
They do. And it's like, oh, you know what you got there. All right.
Yeah, I know what I am. I'm not going to pay. I know what it's worth.
I'm not going to pay. Not going to pay $100 for Pokemon.
Well, and they do that too. They
not going to do that.
I went to a garage sale.
The hacked cart.
I went to a garage sale probably 8 months ago. Right, dude had a bunch of Game Boy games out, Game Boy Advance stuff like that. $20 to $80 a piece. Like, bro, I will give you $5 for a bucket. All right, you know.
Give me a bucket of games. Yeah, I know. Razorburn says greetings from Australia. Hey, Razorburn, great to see you there. Hey, Opus, good to see you there, too. Anybody else who I haven't given a shout-out to? Also, all of the patrons need to do a shout-out here before. We are just entering this new paradigm here with the podcast. I don't know what we're doing yet, but we're doing this live. And
we're having fun.
We're having fun. Like, we're just sort of having you all peek into what Thor and I just like to do in our lives. And we're just going to hit record. It's a little...
This is literally something that I would have been doing anyway, right?
This is just what we're going to be doing on a Saturday night anyways.
The only difference is that I would have gotten the multimeter out and started testing components and seeing, like, checking their values, like their SMT values and stuff like that, to see how accurate they were. But that's even too fucking nerdy for this shit.
We're being vulnerable, just letting you a layer deep our madness, our sickness.
I'm just trying not to destroy this fucking ripping cable.
This is going to be all right. GB Studio. I'm going to open it up. I got my micro SD card in there. I'm guessing that probably formatted the card.
There we go. We're good now.
You can make music on this thing? Nano loop? What the hell is that? Nil. My collection is none. Mine too. I had this one hacked copy of Pokemon Fire Red, and that's my only physical. Everything else is
ROMs. He means to say ROMs. Everything else is ROMs.
Can we say that?
Yeah, we're on live stream.
There's a music maker. Listen to my song. So good.
I'll be the dreamer of the dream.
The Terminator 2 theme song.
All right. Are we taking bets if this thing turns on?
All right. I'm going to bet you 2 tacos it won't turn on.
2 tacos. All right. I'll bet you 2 tacos.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong, by the way.
I know you think I'm wrong.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be putting the screws in it, right?
You got that Indiana confidence.
It's a thing. Chill animal know.
I have that Pacific Northwest just... passive aggressive self doubt about me.
Dude, we have people cruise around our state, all right, and like the whole Midwest with Salt Life stickers on the back of their SUVs. All right.
Amazing.
It's fucking garbage, is what it is. All right.
No, but it's an experience. Fox says Nanoloop is chiptune composition software. The most popular is some software called LSDJ, little sound DJ.
Nanoloop. Oh, it turned on. You owe me tacos.
Oh, I'm gonna see it on the delay here, but okay, I owe you 2 tacos. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm wearing taco underwear currently, so I don't know if you want the tacos that I have. I will cut out 2 squares of fabric of taco out of my underwear on Monday.
That's what I wanted.
Okay, I'm not going to like wash it.
That's fine.
Okay, cool.
I believe in you. Oh. I trust you.
All right. So, I see that your pocket is on, in fact, and you see that EULA scrolling down like a madman.
Does anybody ever actually read those things?
One person did, and they got canceled.
What?
That's something I made up. Jim Gray is everything that I he is mastering my music album.
Ooh, damn, that's loud. Fox
says there's a 90% chance Stubbs is wearing MeUndies. It is loud at first. Fox, you've nailed it on the head. My wife and I do subscribe to MeUndies. MeUndies, a future sponsor of the podcast. So go to MeUndies.com now for your 15% off. Type in Stubbs Tacos for your discount.
I love you, buddy. You're so much fun to hang out with.
Oh, now, come on. I don't care anymore. I don't care what people think anymore. So I just talk and say stuff. I'm just happy people want to listen at all.
Let's see here. Shout out to Disco Elysium.
Apparently, in the OS menu, you can change the startup to startup.
Dude, that thing is white, white. Your whole shit is white. That's impressive.
Yeah. Are you looking at my shit?
Yeah, I was looking at your picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's white on this except for the left side. There's a green power button.
Does that bother you, or are you like okay with it because it's the power button?
It's the power button. I'm fine with it. Like, right. Secure retro modding will probably have a swap out if I really care about it. They already have a bunch of vinyl sticker. Like, you can customize this thing up to wazoo. Fox says that you can press volume plus and volume minus at the same time. No. Faust says, play with your retro handheld while in your Me Undies. Sir, I will have you know I am in my Me Undies right now. Okay? That's why I'm not on camera. Happily, this is a Saturday night in Stubbs' house, and I'm just chillaxing. Thor's the one who's on camera tonight, so he's pressure's on him.
Hell yeah. I'm feeling good about it, too. Hey, I didn't fuck up my shoulder buttons. Awesome.
Hey, welcome. Analog Pocket has one goal in life, and it's to deafen. It does get loud. These speakers
are
nice.
Dude, it's so loud. I had to turn it way down.
Turn up that volume.
So I'm not having any problems with my Easy Flash. This is the Omega, though.
And for people listening, what do you think about the color, the screen, you play Castlevania? Give me your thoughts.
I picked up, I grabbed Harmony of Dissonance here for one of the first ones, right? Because it's so colorful. Aria of Sorrow, I think it was Aria of Sorrow, whatever it was. One of the first ones that came out for it was really dark. And because the GBA wasn't backlit, people didn't really like the color palette. And so they changed it to a wilder one later on, right? And so these later on Castlevania games are much, much, much more bright and colorful. So the colors are awesome. They look a little washed out on my stream here, but that's just because of my lighting.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, the colors are freaking awesome.
I would have to agree. And I'm going to pull up specs and view off for people. In case you don't know.
This display gets ultra bright, like too bright. Like if I was laying in bed, right, next to my wife, no way. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Way down.
So let's see how far you can, because you can customize pretty much everything about the display.
Yeah.
The sharpness, you can do frame blending, color palettes.
Look at that. You can barely see it. You can barely see it on camera without the glare. It's so dark.
You can bring the brightness way down. Do an analog GB, original DMG look, original light look, a pinball neon matrix look. What the hell is that? But this looks just like nerd's wet dream as far as game.
You have this stuff right here. You have sharpness, desaturation of colors, so you can go black and white with GBA games. All right.
As far as like actual hard tech specs, though, we do have a 3.5 inch. It's not an OLED, although I would swear, I could swear that I've been tricked into thinking it's an OLED. That's what I thought when I first saw it. So if it's not an OLED, color me impressed.
You can change the aspect ratio, and I'm assuming it's a stretch. And you can change the location. I personally would like it more like this, where the GBA game is at the top of the screen. But I'm also a weirdo, so.
You know what? It's okay to be. Come move to Portland, dude. Our entire vibe here is like, come be weird. Like, be as weird as possible. As possible. That
and then
the lack of vitamin D. Yeah,
lack of vitamin D.
Yeah, we're just the ones.
Yeah, there's no lack of vitamin D out here. It's like -30 in the winter sometimes, and then it gets up to 120. Oh.
Fox says, tell Thor, press the menu button plus right and left in a game to quick swap if you want to quick. So menu plus left and right.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. It's I'll try to get a little closer here without some glare. It's different color modes and pixelation overlay modes, right? So analog pocket mode is a really clean video signal, right? But then the original GBA LCD washes out the colors like the original GBA, and then this one is the SP-101 screen emulation, but it puts that pixelation filter over it, so it looks like you're actually playing on one of the original screens with the separated pixels. It's pretty cool. Thanks, Fox.
Fools you. I digs it. Resolution on this thing is impressive. So it goes up to 1600 by 1440 at 615 PPI for that little 3.5 inch screen.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is impressive.
I will say that I wish that. My only gripe, and I know this isn't a big gripe, but I wish the bezels were a little smaller. That's all.
You don't like those bezels? They're fine.
They're fine.
I mean, do you remember the DMG bezels, though? I mean,
oh, yeah.
Maybe it's in the spirit. It's in the spirit of that.
An inch on each side.
It also has a 360-degree display rotation, which is called Tate mode.
Okay.
I guess that's like a potato mode.
Oh, you know what I got to do, right?
Something about it, but tell me what you got to do.
MC right, Kids, doing, baby.
Do some Mick Kids. I am currently... I went to the converter website for the GB Studio conversions. I did a Link's Awakening, Perfect Dark, Legends of Zelda, the other one, Super Mario Bros. Deluxe, and I converted them to Pocket versions, putting them on the SD card right now, and we're going to see what this does for us.
I'm playing NES games on the Analog Pocket right now. This is great. Dude, can you imagine, like, young Stubbs, like 8-year-old Stubbs?
Wait. Yeah, I mean, I would go nuts for it, but...
This is emulated. This is on the Easy Flash.
Oh, there's an emulator on the Easy Flash?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, here, let me show you.
Dude, I don't know shit about fuck. I just
So I have GB, GBA, GBC, Game Gear, and NES games on here. I think it'll also do some Neo Geo games, too, just on the Easy Flash. So
yeah, girl.
When yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
So when the jailbreak eventually does come out, for it, right? Mm-hmm. Then hopefully a lot of this stuff will run native. I definitely know that NES will run native on this chip. And there'll be a few others too. So all right, I'm going to try to escape the womb of cameras and lights that I have around me right now. And go get some original carts to test out. All right. So I'll be back in just a minute. Keep them entertained for me.
All right, let's go over some more things here. So it has that variable refresh display. That lithium ion is at 4,300 milliamp hours. That should last us a while, especially if we're running in like black and white GB mode with the brightness down. They claim 6 to 10 hour gameplay time and 10 hour plus sleep time. We'll see. I wonder if we can push that a little further. I would love to get like 11 or 12 hour battery life. Just kind of use it throughout the week. All the buttons are mappable, apparently. Stereo speakers. USB-C charging, you have an original style Link port if you want, as well as that 3.5 millimeter headphone output. So that's cool. While Thor grabs those games, I'm just loading some stuff on my Easy Flash Junior cart so that the Game Boy and Game Boy Color games show up in the correct aspect ratio right off the bat. Do my curated launch. I've gotten the no entropy, the original 2,000 or 3,000 things that it comes with down to 100 or so. So I'm a little excited to finally set on apparently those original UNOS. Shout out Jim Gray, it's dev, fantastic. Okay, let's do FAT32. I don't know what the flash cart needs. Flash cart, I need to put it in like a folder structure. It's taint mode. No, I said Tate mode, T-A-T-A. Compare it to GBA in the 552. Dude, fast, like we said earlier, I think it blows the 552 out of the water as far as the color and the Christmas and all that stuff. Like, I mean, 552 looks beautiful, but it's going to be that wide stretched thing. So unless you're okay with these big bezels on the 552, I think the Pocket beats it. You got to realize too that part of that is like, well, I have a Pocket here, so I got to justify having it, right? So I'm going to, a little bit of that creeps in, but I think the screen's just a little bit crisper. With that giant resolution and the pixel, that pixel perfect kind of looks awesome. Flux says 351V kind of made my hands cramp during long play sessions. Yeah, I get that. And how do you feel that compares to the Pocket there? Flux also says Easy Flash Omega ROMs are stuck in GBA black bars. And that's what I'm trying to avoid here, so I'm going with the Flash Junior. Faust says, Stubbs, entertain us, sing us a song. All right. I'm just loading up my Easy Flash for you. Gonna play some Star Ocean 2 Blue Sphere for no reason. Because Dollar Bill said so. He said, Stubbs, you'll play this game in 2022. March or April, what? And I'm like, dude, I'm gonna play it in April. And he's like, all right, just play the English translation version because one, you'll have to convert her in RetroArch and then spam that hotkey every time you want to read the text on the screen and makes a 24-hour game take about 10 years. So to cap it off, I'm going to load these ROMs on now.
Hi, Stubbs. The hell Faust are you talking about?
Faust told me tonight.
Oh, you did?
Well, that should work.
Right. I've got some GBA
and
original games here.
Show me what you got there.
But there is one really special one in here, something that's really dear to Stubbs' heart.
What is it?
And that is a half-busted copy of Barbie Horse Adventures.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't have. You gonna put that in?
Hell yeah.
Barbie Horse Adventures in. You know I'm the Barbie boy. Okay. You
He's
know I'm
a
the
Barbie boy. There we go.
It's so beautiful, dude. That's a crisp mint 10 out of 10 copy right there, too. How'd you keep that so clean? How'd you keep that?
It's
How do
not.
You
it's busted on the side. It just happens
oh, come
to work.
On. Come on.
Oh, catch that jam.
Says, yes. We're going to do it. We're doing it, everybody. We're playing Barbie Horse Adventures on the analog pocket. Oh, you get those. Classic.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Just do your best. Just
all
do
right,
your best.
I will.
Okay.
Fine. I gotta like find all 10 flowers.
I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear any excuses either. Like if you die and you're not doing good, just say you're bad at the game. Just say you're bad at the game. Don't
no,
take
I'm,
it off the screen.
No, I'm awesome at this game. I'm just rusty.
Oh, so you've played this before?
No.
Oh, okay. It's fine if you have. Like I said, I'm the Barbie. Like, I am the cheerleader.
Yeah. This game's pretty slow. I'm not going to lie.
It's slow?
Yeah.
Now, is that... That's not the pocket. That's going to be... Well, it is because you're not running on a flash cart. You're running the game.
Right.
Is it a like a hacked version of the game?
No. I mean, like, the game is fucking slow.
Oh, it's programmed. Nothing I can...
So this isn't, like breathtaking so far, just to be real with you.
Sure. Like, the game's not fun?
I'm on a horse finding flowers. Oh, there's another flower. I better get it.
You better get that flower.
I did.
Now, what's the goal of the game? Is it to find the right horse, and do a makeover on it, and then...
So far, the game is to find the flowers, bro.
It's like the E.T. game for GBA. You're literally walking around as E.T. collecting flowers. There's no violence.
No, it's missing a corner right here. But that's okay.
Oh, no. I'm going to buy that off you, you know.
I actually got it for you. I just forgot to send it to you.
You got it for me?
Yeah, I got it for you like over a year ago. I was going to send it to you for your birthday this year.
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
I just forgot because I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah. You old chum.
All right. Here we go. That's classic nice. NES Zelda.
Yeah.
These fit. A lot of people were saying that these were loose, like the cartridge slots felt loose to them. This feels pretty nice to me.
Yeah, My cartridge slot feels not loose. My Easy Flash, I booted up here and it says error, all green screen error.
Whoever owned this cart before me was named DeAndre.
Eam says you took the game out while it's running. You madman.
Yeah, well, I also performed surgery on my Steam Deck while the battery was still plugged in. Honey Badger, don't care.
I like the sleep and wake function of this.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, it's a little slow, but I love that it has the Game Boy Link port. On.
Yeah, the Link cable. We could totally trade some
Pokemon.
Let's go. I need you to like breed me a Squirtle, right?
I just need to beat Pokemon Yellow. I need to get past that damn Snorlax. And dude takes up the.
Oh yeah, you never took out the Snorlax.
Now I'm gonna do it. I mean, I'm gonna do it on the pocket.
Well, make sure you have a bunch of Ultra Balls so you can catch him.
Yeah, well, Neil says just started playing Drill Dozer, loving that game. Yeah, you know, I did a speed run of Drill Dozer the last day of game of the month for March, just to like not lose my champion status, and it was a stressful event. It was not a fun experience. Like, it's cool that you're drilling through stuff, and it's kind of zen if you just play it a little, like starts and stops. But if you're playing from start to finish in one session, it is maddening.
All right, we got
the final boss. Get out of here.
We've got
all
some.
Right? I mean,
GBA Serious Sam.
I turned on every single like handicap I possibly could in that game, and I just got brutalized. And I watched a speed, and I'm like, I can't even play half as fast as he's got.
Link mode. Ooh, I'm actually getting an error on a game here.
You're getting. I got an error too. I can't get my flash cart to work. I'm guessing I shouldn't have put the games in the folder structure.
Hmm.
But I'm gonna. All
right, let's get a good one. Let's load up the real deal. All right, this is my OG copy of Tetris that I've had for at least 30 years. All right, it fits nicely. Oh, that fits nice.
Oh, dude, for the music. There's an audio setting in the menu called low impedance mode. I wonder if that, how big of a change that. Have you noticed, Fox, for chiptune stuff, it's low impedance mode? Is that low impedance? Sorry, impedance. Don't want
to
have low.
I might need to blow on the cart. It's been a while
since
we got loaded
up. Classic.
You know, the world record. I don't care what people say, it works.
It does. You know, the world record for blowing into a cartridge was set on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Is that right? No.
There we go. It worked. See? I freaking told you. Judgy Judgerton.
He did it. You did it.
Oh, look at that. Oh, my. That's sexy. I'm going to take the screen brightness up. Oh, wow. This is fantastic. Oh, wow.
That is real nice. Jimmy Fallon is... Anyways, the world record for blowing into a cartridge, the most cartridges blown in at once, was set by Questlove for the Roots on Jimmy Fallon. And I know that tidbit because it's Fun Facts in Reset Collection, the front end. Some Fun Facts load up Reset Collection, which, by the way, you can get for free if you join the $5 tier of our Patreon shill.
Your one shill. That's what you're going to give yourself.
I'll do like two more shills, but like that's, I got to do a plug. Join the Patreon. Right, but
are you going to shill other stuff or just that?
Just that. And MeUndies.
Oh, okay.
Buy MeUndies now, 15% off. You will get tacos on your parts. You can have raccoons.
I would love some raccoon underwear. All right, make that happen for me.
Yeah, it's like
my birthday's in July. I'm relying on you.
All right, you send me that. You send me Barbie Horse Adventures. I'll send you underwear directly. I'll send you my underwear. I'll just wear them for a week and then send them to you and wait for my next pair of MeUndies.
Right.
So they're secondhand. We send each other handheld secondhand. We might as well send each other like other stuff too.
Yeah. I mean, like if you don't do that, are you even really friends, you know?
No. Oh no. What are we doing? Faust says Nintendo's going to take the video down. Oh, because Tetris? Oh, come on. Tetris is basically public domain by now. Come on. Basically. Where are we at?
We get a copyright strike. Dude, if we get a copyright strike because of Tetris music, I will laugh my ass off. I will laugh.
Yeah. Everybody needs to calm down. It's fine. At least YouTube gives us an option. Like, hey, we noticed that you did something bad. We'll fix it for you if you want and mute all parts of your video that use the copyrighted content. Or we will have you. All right.
Or we will find your families.
Or we will send this to Nintendo, who will have Mario show up at your house and say, it's
snap. Dude, this looks so good.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is Harvest Moon, right? For Game Boy Color.
Are we shilling the pocket now? Are we just shilling it?
I'm not shilling it. I'm just saying this thing is...
I mean, it's top tier.
Getting me in a situation. Like, I'm not selling this thing.
Yeah, it's top tier.
Sorry, Russ. You know?
You have to find your own pocket, Russ. If you just need to have the best Game Boy that money can buy, buy this. Or buy a Game Boy S mod. No, that's the thing. Compare this to your SP IPS mod. What do you think?
I will. I'll pull it up here in just a second.
Let's
how about
do a
that?
Side by side. Yeah, let's do that.
Because I'm gonna basically guarantee you that the analog pocket screen's gonna win.
Think so?
Yeah.
Filters. Fox says do filters. Do it. Menu plus left and right. Swap. Move the filters around. Show people the madness. All right.
So this one has the OG GB LCD as a filter. Here, I'll try to.
Listen to Flatfoot Fox. Oh, dry. So there's my SD card.
Oh man, that doesn't focus well. So there's like a real clean modern LCD screen, and then there's that pixelation again, and the pixelation looks fantastic.
Yeah, it does.
Again, I'll take a picture and put it in the analog pocket channel if my phone isn't dead by now, because it probably should be.
Why don't you have a power bank? Dude, if you bought a V6 or a V2 or whatever, V30, Q35 power bank from PowKitty, you could be charging your own.
See, now you're shilling again. Now you get one. You have one left.
I can't help it but shill. I'm a natural shillsman. You have
a natural shill. You have one left.
Okay. I'll try to save it for something good.
All right. So let's try my color game.
I try to fix my loading up my stuff. Play cartridge. Please work. Return this to the Amazon. Oh, Easy Flash is loading.
Okay. So... Number one, that screen real estate is drastically different. You see
this? It's a little smaller on the SP.
Yeah.
Initial error, micro SD card. Fox, but you said FAT32 would work. I'm using a 32 gig SD card.
All right. So that's max brightness on the SP, and that's max brightness on the analog pocket.
All right, so obviously it's not even a competition if your goal is max brightness.
Right. Yes, if you're looking for legit OG hardware, obviously the IPS mod GBA SP is the way to go. But if you're looking for hella real estate on the screen, holy crap, this is glorious.
I don't even.
And I mean, obviously the speakers are, I mean, they will blow your ears out, you know.
Yeah, they're loud. Apparently, with the Easy Flash cart in, you can't put the pocket to sleep. By the way, it's not compatible, at least not with the Easy Flash Junior. I'll try with the
I haven't even tried the Definitive Edition yet.
You got to try that definitive. Now I'm going to try to load up a game off the Game Boy Studio for the hack D card, see if that works.
All right. So are you saying if you are actively playing a game, then you can't use the sleep mode?
If you are using the flash card. It worked for me when I was playing Pokemon.
Okay.
So an actual game seemed to work. I could put it to sleep.
Let's go
flash
with...
card, it would not let me.
Let's go with Golden Sun. Let's really piss Nintendo off.
All right. I'm going to play Super Mario Deluxe at max brightness. Oh, my God. This thing gets loud.
Oh, yeah. It gets so loud. Yep. Power off mode is not available. That stinks.
I lasted exactly half a second.
All right. Let's try the Easy Flash Definitive Edition.
Nintendo, don't touch our butts for putting this music in our live stream. Now, please don't mess with your copyright. We just want Mario podcast.
Want to play copyright. Mario.
Strikes. Now, YouTube, the AI algorithm. We'll find this in no time flat. And right, then we'll be fucked and we'll have to cry.
Golden Sun.
Mario jumps real high. Oh, this looks so
good.
Nope,
sleep mode is not available for the definitive edition either.
However, get this, sleep mode does work if you put your ROMs through the Game Boy Studio converter tool and then play it through Game Boy Studio.
So about this tool, does it
looks really nice.
Does it work for, what does it work for? GBA, GBC? What's it work for?
Nope, it works for just GB and GBC.
Okay.
So you take your GB and GBC ROMs, go to the website, I linked it in the description and in the live chat here, and just drag and drop your ROMs just on to the screen. It automatically goes through, and then it automatically zips up and gives you all the files, and then just drag to the SD card, to the GB Studio folder, pop it into your pocket, and it recognizes them right away here. And they look... I mean, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Gouges.
Wow. And it took all of 5 minutes to convert. So.
Well, this is a really interesting device. And I think, especially once the jailbreak comes out, it'll be even more worth it.
It will.
The flash card is definitely still worth it. And I don't really care about suspension mode, personally.
Sure.
I'm an old gamer, you know, and I'm used to how things were.
It's fine.
But the screen real estate, the screen size itself, and the screen quality is basically unmatched.
I'm erect. Okay? Not like in a weird way.
Not in a weird
in
way.
Like
Not
in,
a, creepy
in
way.
A retro gaming way. I am just literally wrecked by the...
Yeah, it's outrageous.
It says that I'm shilling right now, and that I'm shilling the GB Studio tool. That does not count as my third shill of the night, I don't think. that's just me talking, right?
This is just how I am.
This is just how I am.
I'm just right there, and you know, so close to shill mode all the time.
Oh, Faust says we're doing a good shill. <That's> good. people are like, take the compliment. I'm like, I can't. I'm from the Pacific Northwest. I need to come back with a witty retort. Avoid.
Nah.
Well, thank you. The buttons look good as Mario's jumping. Grid area is no problem. Let's do some comparisons here. So let me compare this to... I can't really compare it to an emulation device. If I could, I would say it feels like...
I would say the closest in feel and general build quality would probably be the 351V.
351V, that's my... Okay, yeah, that's my go-to. Let me pull that out here.
If we have to make the emulation comparison, right?
As far as other first part, what can really touch it? I guess Nintendo hardware. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah, Nintendo hardware isn't like this. It isn't this quality, if I'm going to be real. This was made with
Switch
love, and the people that made this love retro gaming. Guaranteed.
They really do. I mean, Nintendo's, their Switches are clicky, very clicky. This is not clicky. This is definitely membraned, as you saw with the teardown.
Yeah.
And that gives a really, really nice experience. The plastic, really nice quality. The screen's really nice quality. Speaker sounds great. I love this all white one. It's going to match. I do have an all white Jesus working on for me, but I'm going to compare it to as soon as I get that. Eames, what's the timeline? Can I ask Summer to...
He's going to put you on the spot.
Summer to just things over for... Not to guilt trip you. Given some of that
Pacific Thor, you need to make the Mako slate now. Faust was asking about the A20. Thing. So I like the A20.
What's your thoughts?
The A20 is a fingerprint magnet, number one.
Yeah, is this not? I mean, Fox has had this for a few days now or more.
I'm not sensing fingerprint magnet. Like I'm a greasy boy, all right? I'm just going to admit it, right? I get
35 weeks.
Fangy prints all over everything instantly, right? And with the exception of the screen, of course, this is not a This is not a heavy duty fingerprint holder.
So far with the all white one, doesn't have that glossy feel. It's a very, very matte.
Yeah.
Without
feeling rubberized like the A20. The A20 feels
rubbery.
Yeah, rubbery. Garbage. And I'm going to be real with you too about the A20. We tried to do custom firmware for it, and it's just ugh. They released it with Pandora, which is, I have opinions on that. Dumb. Stubbs knows my opinions on that.
He says he told me to format my cart with as XFAT or the whatever other option I have as regulated FAT 32. All right, I'll try that, man. Thank you. 3 to 5 weeks for my GBA. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine. No, thank you. I'll be very busy and just fine in the meantime.
We'll see with your Easy Flash. Pocket. With your Easy Flash, you also don't have the custom firmware on it yet that lets you play NES and Game Gear and Neo Geo Pocket and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I gotta go set it up.
I'll help you with it.
Fox says it's a soft touch plastic that does show a bit, just a smidgen of gripping, but nothing excessive. So that's good to know. Also, people probably want to know, does it get hot? As far as playing, Game Boy games,
I don't expect it to. They had
it's a little bit warm in the back.
They had that thermal pad on there.
That's probably just my own body heat being excited right now.
They had that thermal pad on there for the primary FPGA chip, so I doubt it. I doubt it's going to be bad, This thing was crafted by people who legitimately know what they're doing.
Yes.
This isn't PowKitty,
Oh, I have things today. I spent the entire last cast kind of
with the 10S, yeah.
I got some more devices, though, and then I got two RP2s today. I got this SNES US RP2, not the 2 Plus.
Okay.
Because those are hard to find, and I saw one come up on eBay for a super good deal, and I'm like, you know what? I don't have any RP. I'm going to miss not having, from that experience, the whole RP2. So I picked up the US one.
Yeah.
I've expanded the theme right a little bit. I was a little too rigid. I made some modifications. Stubbs theme V2 is in beta right now. I also picked up this ridiculous device called a Family Pocket.
It's
a white device, black and white. It's by some company called, I don't know, Family Pocket, I guess. It's like $30 and it is probably the worst device I've ever bought to date. I thought being in the $30 range, like you probably
get bought some real sort stinkers.
Of maybe some V90 kind of maybe that level, but it's not. You push the D-pad, it hits all four buttons at once. You can't articulate anything. I'll have to pull up the Family Pocket. It's like the Family Pocket FC-1000.
Well, at least it has the 3000 on there. That's the important
FC part. FC-3000. Printed on the damn case, on the front of the case, there's Family Pocket, and then it says full speed 70 frames device, just in giant font on the front of the device.
Awesome.
And it says simulator FC-3000. It's a truly new level of garbage. L1 and
of
R1
shovel
are
e-waste.
Like, dude, this is, I think I'll probably do this. I am impressed at how absolutely horrible this is. I'm talking about frame skipping. The one thing I can say about this one, though, is that it doesn't have those 500 like NES games on it. It has unique shit games that apparently they got from somewhere else, because these are games I've never seen before, and there's only like 30 of them, and they're all shit, but they're all unique, and I don't think they're like original Nintendo games or anything. I think they're just like custom made games that are horrible, and I really appreciate
good.
That level.
Yeah,
I played through a few of them, and I'm like, this is horrible, but it's not the same old garbage you see on all these 101, 160-in-1 things. It's unique garbage, and I really appreciate it. That's my shit talk lightning round of the day, because I have nothing to say about Pocket negatively yet. I haven't had a long.
Yeah, there's not really a lot negative here,
What can you say? I mean, some people, these people are saying, I've had it for a few months and I'm kind of disappointed in it. It's kind of like this super niche thing. It's the highest quality Game Boy you can have, but like, why? Like, why do you need this? Why don't you just plug in your Game Boy? It's so expensive, especially if you want to buy it aftermarket.
Yeah.
And it can't do much yet.
Well,
so why? What's the value in it?
Here's the thing, though, that cycle accuracy is going to be a really important thing for a lot of people, right? Which is what this is all about. You know, it is an extremely niche thing, but compared to a lot of stuff, compared to emulation handhelds, even the 2 Plus and things like that, you're getting a bomb screen. You're getting a lot of love here. It's definitely not comparable to an Odin. It may not even be comparable to like an X18S, you know?
It's just not directly comparable. That's just what it is. But it's living in its own world of the most beautiful pixels I've ever seen for Game Boy.
Well, and then, you know, you're talking apples and oranges, but they both make fruit salad. You know what I mean? It's two paths to get to a very similar thing. Should you buy an RG552 over something like this? That completely depends on what you're wanting to do, you know? Should you buy an Odin over something like this? Most likely, yeah, because it is an emulation handheld, but if you really only give a crap about like Game Boy Advance, you know, that kind of stuff, then this is the way to go, you know?
This is, I mean, I can't.
So I can't bitch.
I can't bitch either. And I can't disagree with you because what you said is the truth. I'm looking at just the bright reds of Mario's outfit against like those green backdrops you see in the world map there. Yeah. I mean, how was this not in the OLED screen?
I mean, in the world of emulation handheld horses, this is a zebra, you know? This looks like it, but this is something else entirely, you know? What's under the hood here is a completely, completely different thing. So
yeah,
take that for what it's worth.
It's that next level of engineering, and it may. While I don't want to go out and buy a bunch of physical cartridges, I would like to find some more of Analog's hardware, like their console hardware.
Yeah,
they make. What else did they make? They make a Super Nintendo Master Ultimate Edition NT. What else have they done? They've done like an NES, right? They've done a few different devices. So you probably can't even find those. So you want to pay out the ass on eBay.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of where you are with Analog Pocket right now too. So we'll see how this goes.
Not right now though. Analog Pocket right now on eBay is not bad because a lot of bad reviews are coming out with people who have had it for a few months and they're like, "Eh."
Well, and as more people are getting them, more people are selling them too. So
and there is an overwhelming amount of them on eBay, and so the prices really are hovering between $75 to $200. Mm-hmm. Above retail, which is not quite scalping prices, I would say. Of course, people on there are selling them for more. And what's weird is that the used pockets are going. The used pockets are in like the $700-$800 range. I don't know why, but the brand new in-box ones seem to be selling for a pretty reasonable price right now. And that's how I got this one. And it shipped like in 2 days. Dude, I ordered it on Thursday.
Yeah.
And it got here this morning on Saturday.
Similar to Super Grom, J to the Bell, reaching out about the Steam Deck, I had a user reach out to me about this. And even though there was a slight upcharge, like $50, right? It's totally worth it, even at that price point, if I can be honest with you, for how cool this thing is.
Yeah.
Given what I would pay, it's more than Odin, what I paid for it, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like $270 American.
Yeah.
But for what it is, this is the cream of the crop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it seems to be. Now, what about, there's stuff that emulation has, though, that it's hard for me to walk away from, like save state.
Right.
Fast forward.
Right.
Obviously, we're not getting achievements, so I'm letting that dream go.
Yeah.
There are so many games that don't have achievements built for them yet. Those are probably the ones I'll probably play on here. But I still want my save states. I can live without fast forward, but are there save states on? I think I heard rumors that there were, or they're working on them. Fox, do you know? Are there save states? Get to. I'm playing Perfect Dark for this is super cool. Flatfoot Fox also says they made a Nintendo, a Super Nintendo, a Genesis, and a TurboGrafx 16.
Damn.
From Pocket. Okay. I'm probably going to be in the list.
Save states and screenshots are apparently coming in version 1.1 of the firmware.
Seriously. Now, I saw there was a firmware update when I booted this up. It told me to like go somewhere for one. Something out already. Wow.
Screenshots are worth it, 100%. You're going to get the smoothest, butteriest screenshots of all time.
You're going to get the best screenshots. I want to play I want to play the Metal Gear.
Keith Kemper, my Retroid Pocket 2 is way better. Yeah, because it plays GameCube. Yeah. I mean, for $99, yeah. You know?
Yeah, yeah. The screen isn't as good, though. That's for damn
no,
sure.
No.
I was booting up a RP2 for the first time in forever today, and I'm like, ooh.
No touchscreen.
Obviously, I've been spoiled since this device came out. There's no touchscreen. Those kind of washed out colors you got going on. Retroid's kind of been a pain in our ass. It's just like, Avenue, try.
Let's see. Fox said all of their other devices were jailbroken in under 2 months. Yeah, like we were talking about a little bit earlier, I don't think this is going to get jailbroken very soon because it would prevent the selling of their other accessories.
Right. And so they're probably trying to hold it back.
Yeah.
Fox says at this point,
maybe a year from now, you know.
And with their other devices, like the Super NT, they got hacked. They're good to go. You can live off of a micro SD. It's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
At that point, you should pick up a Mister, because with a Mister, at least you can play NES up to PlayStation 1 on the same tech. And apparently Dreamcast.
Yeah.
So Eam says EverDrive doesn't have save states. Doesn't EverDrive for G? Well, why would you do an EverDrive?
Easy Flash Omega does.
Doesn't the Flash? Yeah. Doesn't the Flash cart have it?
Yeah, the Easy Flash does.
Well, then why in the hell would I pay $500 for a day in EverDrive?
They're so expensive. They're so rare right
What's
now.
The, what? I know there's like a cult community that love them, but the Easy Flash cost me like $50.
Yeah.
And despite the fact that I can't get it to work, it's great. You know?
My Easy Flashes didn't really give me any guff. I don't know what's wrong with yours. You might just need to update it, bud.
I just probably need to update it and also format the SD card however it wants. I need to read a quick little instruction on it. It's my first time. Now I have used an R4 card though, and the R4 card seems to just run. In fact, the one I got from Amazon came with a bunch of straight off the bat.
Evil.
Yeah.
Illegal.
I know.
Well, I think that about covers it, don't you?
I think it does. For the Pocket. I mean, we could talk about other stuff. If you want, we could poke around, talk about this and that, but I think this really covers it. Yeah, I never caught up on what's going on in my personal life. You said you were in the forest. I was going to come in with something. Oh, you know, we've been doing house sales stuff, moving, all that. It's been a crazy, crazy nightmare of a few months of logistics. We are finally moving into our new house next week.
Yeah, and good.
We couldn't be more excited for this journey to be over with. It all started with, having the baby and realizing, hey, we need more space. Now we're buying a house pretty much overnight, and then we're needing to, I sold a bunch of my retro stuff to help with some of the expenses, and then we had to sell our house super fast. It was a nightmare time going through that process with our buyers and all that, and then I got our equity finally from the sale, got some hobby fund from that, so get some of my devices back, which I'm very, very happy about. I was grumpy Stubbs. We're finally moving next week. So, like, I get to settle into the new office. You guys are going to get to see, like, my new workspace. I'll have, like, a soundproofed office in this new place. And I'll get to do some fun new experiments in there and set up a little bit more, like, production stuff for our live stream. It'll be fun. It looks like you're kind of getting stuff cleaned up. That was a lot of fun watching you take that apart. I'm very glad you did that. And I'm going to play with this device over the next week and probably give some more thoughts the next time we talk.
Yeah.
Before we kind of wrap up, though, I just wanted to say again, thank you, everybody who watches, listens, who's with us in the Discord. You really all do make this what it is, and especially big thank you to all of our patrons. I wanted to just do a shout out and thank you from the bottom of our pixelated hearts for what you do for us and allow us here. So, in no particular order, we have today 24 Block, thank you, Acorns, Dollar Bill, Sebion, Cathonics, Cognitive, Crazy Dave, Cryptnip, Damian Wright, Debunk, Dog Pog, Eames, Emplay, DOG, Flatfoot Fox, Jelanimal, Javier, Jeff the Smef, J to the Bell, new patron there, thank you. Woo, Super Grom, we're going to have you on, I'm stoked for that. Juicy, Cal Keg, Liquid Poyo Pop Divide, Me 038372, Mega Barracuda, Mork, Mr. Faust, PKEG, Plaidman, Raven Mage, Retro Game Core, Setsuna Guerrero, Super Zoo, Sweet Prince Scott, Thor. That's this dude here on
that's
the
me.
Cast with Totally Terry, Transients 8985, Voida, Volfani Bros, Webnet, Work in Progress, WIP, and Wonder Fool. Thank you all. Now, that's not all, all right? I got to do a final shill. I have no shill.
Here it is, final shill. Let's go. I believe in you.
My final shill is join our Patreon, all right? if you enjoy what we're making here, if you enjoy Game of the Month, if you enjoy Fox device reviews and his blog, if you're enjoying just being part of the community and having that space, that kind of safe space to just talk about your hobby and not talk about politics and heavy, heavy shit that's happening in the world, because it is so freaking heavy, man. It's so nice to have this community to just chill and hang out in. Consider joining the Patreon. We have some more news coming up very soon that involves the new tier that people have been requesting. There is going to be a $10 tier that you can join if you so choose. We wanted to bring a lot of value for that, so there's going to be more news on that. And there's a new partner we're working with, another third party that will sort of integrate in. We're very stoked on that, but not going to reveal it just yet. just thank you all. So that's what I got. Thor, you want to take us out?
Yeah, thank you all for tuning in. I had a really good time. I don't normally do this stuff in the public eye, but I've had a few requests to tear down devices and stuff, and this one was kind of a joke because I thought it would be kind of funny to just not even turn the thing on and go ahead and take it apart. So thank you all for coming along with me on that, and for your questions and being involved and checking some of this stuff out. Make sure you check us out at discord.gg/retrohandhelds and come join the community. So love you all. Thank you all so much again, and we'll catch you guys later. Bye.
See you later, guys.